the morning, my brothers and sisters. How are you today? I'd like to thank you all for stopping in once again to listen to St. Mark Bemidji's podcast, a podcast dedicated to the study of God's Word. Getting started with prayer can be hard sometimes. And getting started or staying consistent in prayer by oneself can be really hard. This is where a fellowship of believers can be helpful. In addition to running this podcast, I also run a weekly email where people pray together. Some of the prayers on that list are mine or things that I know about. But many of the prayers are from people who are on the list that tell me about things that are going on with themselves or with others. And we'd love to have you join us. I don't care where you're from, if English isn't your first language, or if you're not a member of our church. Just send me an email at john.kirk@stmarksbemidji.org, and I'll add you to the list. No, it isn't a general distribution list where I'll send you a bunch of spam. I literally type this thing out by hand every week. No one will track you or even see if you opened your email. It's just a tool to help you along in your journey in Christ. And it's nice to know that other brothers and sisters are right there along with you on the trail, praying alongside you and for you. And if you're so inclined, I want you to send me your prayers that you might have, and we'll join in with you praying for you. Today's meditation is from Timothy Church in St. Louis Park in Minnesota. It's based on a reading from Hebrews chapter 12, and it's titled Pioneer and Perfecter. So warm up that cup of joe you're wandering around with, and let's listen together to the word of the Lord.
The word of God before us comes from Hebrews 12. Since it is such a short lesson, we'll read it in its entirety. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Please be seated. In 1823, Hugh Glass, quite a name, but Hugh Glass, real name, he was part of an expedition exploring the great uncharted west of our nation. And they were out hunting for game. They had to eat, of course, during this expedition. And while they were scouting for game along what's called the Grand River in present-day South Dakota, Hugh Glass came upon some bear cubs and their mama. And Hugh was mauled within an inch of his life. But the shocking thing is, despite the severity of his wounds, and they were severe, he somehow survived and he killed that bear, the mama bear. But his fellow expedition members, when they came upon the scene, they looked at Hugh and they talked among themselves and then came to Hugh and said, "I'm sorry, but we all decided you're staying here. And we're going to give you a few meager supplies and do the best you can." But what Hugh did next was shocking. What came next? Who could have predicted? That man Hugh, after he was left by the rest of his party, trekked for over 200 miles by himself through hostile territory, undergoing hardship and starvation and various Native American tribes along the way, until he finally reached Fort Kiowa along the banks of the Missouri River. There was a fort there, and he made it, and he lived. That American pioneer, And people like that, to this day, inspire Americans when we hear what the outer limits, what the utmost reaches of human ability can achieve. But Jesus, though. Jesus, he is the quintessential pioneer. And as we're going to see today, Jesus is the one who blazed a trail so much different than that of Hugh Glass. A trail of redemption that leads to salvation for human souls, even for all humanity. So today, let's look real close at what this Jesus, at what this pioneer and perfecter of our faith is doing. What do pioneers do? Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, you can describe it simply. It's not an easy life, but you can describe it simply enough. They clear obstacles, right? Sometimes they blaze new trails. And if they happen to be a pioneer with a party following right behind them, they will clear away anything along the path that might entangle the rest of the party, those who follow. And they might even build bridges or things like that to make it easier. And they do it so that they can lead people to new uncharted territory. Kind of, sort of fits Jesus Christ and his work to a T, doesn't it? Jesus, the great pioneer, leading people to new territory. Isn't that what we hear in John chapter 14? I read from John 14, the beginning of that chapter. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Isn't it all about that where part? Where exactly Jesus is in that uncharted territory known as the kingdom of heaven. This is what Jesus has done. And good, we might say. That's Jesus. That's where he is. In the beautiful, illustrious, gorgeous kingdom of heaven. But me? I hope I make it there. You know, and sometimes I just don't know. Have you ever thought stuff like that? About you making it there? Where you say to others, yeah, I just don't know. Well, to that, let me place before you a woman by the name of Rahab. And I'm not plucking this woman out of Scripture randomly. In the verses right before, the chapter right before Hebrews chapter 12, we just heard, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, like a coliseum, surrounded by witnesses, shouting something to us, one of those people in the crowd is Rahab. And allow me to read from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 30 to 32. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days, and by faith, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Do you think Rahab knew that she was part of this great cloud of witnesses? No, I doubt it. But she was. And is. And what is the whole point of these witnesses? What are they shouting to us? What are they all saying? They are saying, we, imperfect sinners, clothed with the perfection of Christ, we made it, and so will you. That's what Rahab is saying. That's why Rahab can say, I was a sinner, and now I am a perfected saint. And I skipped a little word before when I read from Hebrews chapter 11. Let me give you, if you have those days, especially those harder days where you go, great for Jesus, great for other believers, but I just don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm going to add one word that I skipped. By faith, the prostitute Let that sink in. Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Rahab was obedient. Do you see? This is not me trying to say Rahab is somehow less than the rest of us. No, not at all. What I'm saying is she went from being a prostitute to a repentant human being to, well, I shouldn't go so fast. Allow me to read. This comes from a genealogy in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew of all places. Listen to what Rahab was. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. And Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. For those days where you feel like you aren't going to make it, or you are not so sure, this woman went from prostitute to helping these Israelite spies to believing in their true God, Jehovah, who we also know as Jesus, to the wife of Salmon, to the ancestor of Jesus Christ. Jesus carried in his body the DNA of Rahab. If you're not sure, let Rahab testify as part of that great cloud of witnesses. I made it, so will you. That is what the perfecter of our faith does. His obedience to the Father's will, even unto death. Fix your eyes on him. See what he did for you, and then you will begin to see. Then your eyes will be open to the entanglements, those sins that you loved, those sins that you once cherished or you didn't even see and realize were sins. Now you see them for what they are, something that are there to trip you up. And you will see the pioneer and perfecter. So if anybody ever gives you the impression that Jesus did it all, but now all you got to do is believe, and believe hard enough. Jesus is the perfecter. He even sends his Holy Spirit to give you the gift of faith in everything that Jesus did to save us. So, what is it about pioneers? They don't just forge paths, do they? They also inspire people. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Jesus directed the writer to the Hebrews to talk about our faith as a race, to run with perseverance the race set before you. There are other places where God did this. He spoke of it in 1 Corinthians 9. Listen, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Now, this might sound not helpful, but discouraging. That our faith life is just this dogged running and running and running. How will I ever keep up and make it to the end? It's not like that. Think of it the right way, which is, you see the end of that race. And maybe you've seen in everyday life, like world-class athletes, World Olympics, where the athlete in a sprint falls. And they know, I just blew it. I'm not going to get any medal, gold, bronze, much less anything. And yet, what do? They get back up and they finish the race. Why did they do that? Because maybe they saw somebody in their childhood who was an athlete and they said, that's me, I'm going to do that. And they dedicated hours and years of their life so that when they fall, they get up anyway. And they keep on going. I know it's a dumb fictional story, but what did the coach tell Rocky Balboa? You don't have the eye. You don't want this. Get out of here. Until Rocky finally got the hunger and finally wanted it so bad he could taste it. It's fiction, but there's people in real life who do this. There's people like Jesus Christ, who just so also happened to be God, and we see the end of that race and we want it Sometimes you could say, so badly we can taste it because we know this Jesus wants us. And so we hear him say, I have given you all my holiness already. And we hear the witness to his side, Rahab, say, I, the sinner saint, made it, and you will too. And we get back up and keep running toward the one who loves us. So we run with perseverance. So we consider him. As our lesson says, consider the one. Let me read it again. It says, who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary. Consider him, not be him. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners for a sinner. Jesus is not just the pioneer. He is the perfecter of our faith. He is so wise and so powerful that he even knows how to finish what he started. Hugh Glass. He was just a guy, right? Hugh Glass, that American pioneer. But he was an unbelievable survivor. And he inspired many Americans to survive against all odds and explore the rest of the United States to create what we now have today. But you know what? He died later. Hugh Glass still died. Jesus. Jesus is the pioneer of a path that actually reconciles God and man. And he gave us this ministry, this gospel teaching, by which he tells us about his love for us, most poignantly in his death and resurrection from the grave, and how through doing that he established this new promise, this new covenant, which you'll hear about right there, by which he gives us forgiveness of sins and every other gift that flows out of that. So just as pioneers, yes, they forge paths through the wilderness, Jesus pioneered the way. And I mean the way. For countless souls, even in this crazy mixed up world, to find hope and to find life that knows no end. The finish line of your race, it is in sight. The gates of paradise are open, and Jesus is able to finish what he started in you. Amen.
I sincerely pray that today's meditation on God's Word has enriched you. Didn't get enough of God's Word? Are you missing out on that in-person fellowship? We hold divine services right here in Bemidji, Minnesota at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday school and adult Bible study is also offered between our Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. We also live stream our Sunday divine service at 8 a.m. You can ensure that you are notified when a stream is live or a new podcast is available by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's easy to find by typing in St. Mark Bemidji in the search bar and clicking on the subscribe button. Want to listen to meditations the way I do every day? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Go to podcastindex.org and search for St. Mark Bemidji to find us. This is our fifth year producing this podcast, and there is a large archive of devotional material online available if you want to learn more about God and His Word. Visit www.stmarksbemidji.org or look in the show notes in this podcast for a link to this and many other meditations on God. If you have any questions or you would like more information about our church and its ministry, please visit our website, which is once again www.stmarksbemidji.org. May God bless the rest of your day.